give you all the praise and we give you all the honor, God. Come on, keep clapping for this great God. Keep clapping for the King of Kings. Keep clapping for the God that answers prayer. Keep clapping for the one that makes the way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on. Clap your hands. Clap, clap, clap. Every time I lift my hands, it's because of you. Every time I lift my voice,
every time I lift my voice, it's because of you.
Every time I praise your name,
every time I praise your name, it's because of you.
Every time I give you praise,
every time I give you praise,
that's okay.
Because of you.
Say every time I lift my hands,
every time I lift my hands, it's because of you.
Every time I lift my voice, every time I give you praise,
every time I give you praise, it's because of you.
Every time I bless your name,
every time I bless your name, it's because of you.
It's because of you.
It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I praise. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt.
It's because
of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt.
Hallelujah.
Every time I lift my hands, it's because of you.
Every time I lift my voice,
every time I lift my voice, it's because of
you. Every time I give you praise,
every time I give you praise, it's because of you.
Every time I bless your name,
every time I bless your name, it's because of you.
Every time I lift my hands,
every time I lift my hands, it's because of you.
Every time I lift my voice,
every time I lift my voice, it's because of you.
Every time I give you praise,
every time I give you praise, it's because of you.
Say every time I bless your name,
every time I bless your name, it's because of you.
It's because of you.
It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt.
It's because of you.
It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I live for joy.
It's because of you.
It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I live for joy with a heart that has no doubt.
It's because
of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name every day.
It's because
of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout. It's because of you that I leap for joy with a heart that has no doubt.
Come on and leap for joy.
Leap for joy.
Leap for joy.
Leap for joy.
Come on and leap for joy.
Leap for joy.
Come on and clap your hands.
Clap your hands. shout. It's because of you that I search for joy with a heart that has no doubt. It's because of you that I sing. It's because of you that I pray. It's because of you that I worship and bow down to your name and pray. It's because of you that I dance. It's because of you that I shout.
I just really wanna tell you I need ya.
I just really want to tell you I love you.
I just really want to tell you I love you.
Say, I just really want to tell you I need you.
I just really want to tell you.
Everybody,
I need
clap your hands. Whoa. Clap your hands to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Focus on this great God. The song says, my life is in your hands. You've given me another chance, a second chance upon second chance. You know, no matter how many times we turn our back, he still gives us that another chance. He still says, no matter what you have done, I still love you and I will give you another chance. So let's just say, Father God, we thank you because indeed our life is in your hands. As much as we plan for things, as much as we have ideas of things, he has the master plan of our life. To say, Father God, I thank you. I worship you. The song says you've been faithful, God, through the ages past. So even when I was yet unfaithful, my God, you still have my life in your hands. I do not take it for granted, oh God. I appreciate you, Heavenly Father. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory this morning because you alone deserve it. Many people set their alarms to go to church. The alarm went off, but they didn't wake up. It's not to make mockery of their situation, but let's just thank God that we're standing in the house of God this morning. Let's just thank God that we are amongst the living. Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I'm not here to rowdy you up, but I just want you to focus on the goodness of God this morning and just say, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The song says, if I had up to 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough. It can be far from enough. But the little we can do is just say thank you because this God has been oh so awesome. We appreciate you, God. We thank you, God. All glory, all honor be unto your name, majestic God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're my God.
Say hallelujah.
We join.
join with the angels and say,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, you're my God.
Everybody say,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
you're my God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Everybody say hallelujah,
hallelujah.
It's as simple as hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, you're my God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, you're my God.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. The risen King.
Our speaker this morning is Pastor Emmanuel Olushola Olowokere. He's a teacher of the Word of God with deep spiritual and biblical insights. For those of us that have been here since Friday, I'm just preaching to the choir right now. You know this already. He's passionate, he's witty, and he's blessed with the prophetic unction. He is an engaging and impactful minister of the Word of God, a thorough and inspiring leader. Pastor Emmanuel brings his accounting background to bear on his leadership endeavors. He's the senior pastor of Strong Tower Parish of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, North America, and he has overseen the growth of the parish from a 4-adult and 4-children congregation to a more than 500-member strong church. Hallelujah. Let's clap unto the Lord. Amen. In 2009, he was appointed the Pioneer Zonal Coordinator of RCCG NA Minnesota Zone 1. But God has also promoted him and increased him. He's now the provincial pastor over there in charge of the states of Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Pastor Emmanuel is married to Pastor Jumi. They are blessed with 3 wonderful teenager girls, Favor, Praise and Peace, and a boy named Treasure. Would you please rise to your feet and put your hands together as we make welcome Pastor Emmanuel Olowokere.
Glory be to God. Church, can we put our hands together for Jesus? Was this the mic I used yesterday? All right, all right. Can you increase the volume a little bit, if that's possible? No, I said the volume of the mic. Glory be to God. Look at your neighbor and say to your neighbor, neighbor. That's too cold. Say neighbor. Say neighbor. I don't know about you. I see myself going higher and higher and higher. Say it, I see myself going higher and higher and higher and higher. Now, that's an important statement to note. What you can't see about yourself, you can never become. God said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see. If you can't see it, you must get to a place in life that when you get there, you say, I've been here before. Because I've seen myself here before. That's the way spiritual things work. That you can tell yourself that I saw this coming. I've been here before. You must be able to see yourself not in the light of where you are or what you are, but about what God is about to do with you. I want to celebrate God's servant and his precious wife for this invitation. Please, let's appreciate Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Sonny. Let's appreciate them very well. Let's appreciate them. My family and the church send their love. It's tough for me to be out of Strong Tower on Sundays. Very, very tough. I don't usually stay out of church on Sunday. I can preach till midnight on Saturday. I fly, take first flight back home. But majority of them, except my wife and a few leaders, just knew I would not be in church this morning. So they said I should thank the people who took me out of church. They said I should thank you for doing what you did. Glory be to God. That's the truth. But I'm glad to be part of this service. That's the truth. Since yesterday, I've been thinking about it myself. After we got back to the hotel and they dropped me off, I was meditating upon what God did at the meetings. You don't believe I just slept off. I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock. God really gave me rest. And that's the truth. God gave me rest. And then I'm very blessed to be here. God has done so much this weekend that I'm even too grateful that we should not ask Him for more. But He'll ask more for us. That's the truth. Let's wave our hands to Him. I've been speaking for about 20 minutes, but I want us to pray a few prayers. Let's lift our hands and bless His name. Just say something to Him this morning. For waking you up this morning, exalt His name. I want to hear your voice. Let me hear your voice. Thank Him. Bless His name, everyone. Bless His name. Jeleko sike brahandra babarokotoria. Maleke brakasokotori babarikatoria gadaria. Come on, praise His name. Come on, praise His name. Come on, praise His name. Leziso sika pizalatora. Mangle kuzeletora mamate yelebozo. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thy mercy are new every morning. Thank you for loading today with benefit. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, in the praise book, we emphasize a few things there. One of it is that you cannot go higher than your praise. And I want you to listen to this very carefully. Jesus said, if I, even I, be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men to myself. So as far as I lift Him, is a height it will lift me. You can never in life go above your praise. I give you an example. If I to lift Jesus' eye to the level of these chairs, of this platform, it will bring me to exact place where I put Him. Because I will lift me to myself. So if I lift Him higher here, then He will lift me higher. The more I lift Him, the more He lifts me. Many of us are stuck where we are because we have not developed an attitude to keep lifting Him up higher and higher and higher. You can never. That's why you see people devoted to praise because there is service. But instead of you to live a praiseful life, listen to this. God's way of checking whether you're alive is not in your breath, it's in your praise. Doctors check your vital signs to check your breath, your blood pressure, but God checks your praise. Where there is no praise, heaven assumes you are dead because it does not express praise from the grave. But they say, let everything that has bread praise the Lord. If you have bread this morning, lift your hands to Him. Register to wherever you are alive this morning. Let God know you are alive this morning. I said, let God know you are alive this morning. Come on, let God know you are alive this morning. Lift your voice and let the Lord know you are alive this morning. Come on, come on, come on. It's not because there's a service. You are sending a signal to heaven. I'm alive on the 19th of April, 2015. I'm among the living. And I want you to know I'm still alive here. Come on, lift your voice and thank Him. Somebody bless His name. Somebody exalt His name. Somebody glorify Him. Forget who is your left or right. Forget you, it's closed by and not here. Lift your voice and bless Him. E maleko sekeporia. Manke tezile to rabata. Jeke pakata kanabaria. You have about 1 minute more to press it. 1 minute more to press it. About a minute more to press it. A loose secretary is beautiful for situation. There is no one like it. Amile Ruketeba is your shepherd, is your savior, is your light and salvation, is your shield and buckler. Then lift it up of your head. Come on, lift him up. 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 Embrayento Saba, Vavalete Pare, E Cromatoraga, E Kekete Regeneria, Ambacareborogo, E Valesoto, we praise your name. Oh, Makagazakata, come on, bless him, come on, bless him, come on, bless him. God must hear your voice to know you are alive this morning. E Lekuba Rekataria, Umaleko Sekete, glory to your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father Lord. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen. Oh, who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love?
You are beautiful beyond description.
Majesty. Say, Father, I bless your name. Come on, raise your voice and bless his name. Let everyone hear your voice. Come on, bless his name. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. To you be all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let's pray a few prayers quickly. There are people call helpers of destiny. But there are people we call the bridgers of destiny. They bridge you from your today to connect to your tomorrow. A lot of people could be your helpers of destiny, but they may not have the power to bridge you from your today to connect to your tomorrow. That butler was not an helper of destiny to Joseph. It was a bridge. And I'm going to explain it to you. whatever Joseph was going to become, he had a dream about it. How his brothers will bow before him. And when you see people bowing before you in a dream, it shows royalty. It shows enthronement. Even though the people he saw in the dream were his brothers, but he didn't understand what his brothers stood for was for nation. They were not literally his brother, though they bowed to him, but what his brothers stood for, they stood for nations. Because you will agree with me, when he occupied the throne in Egypt, Egypt bowed to him and all other nations bowed to him because of him, they had food to eat. But they had a literal interpretation to his dream, not knowing that his dream meant much more than what he was thinking. Because each of his brothers represented a nation. There's somebody here hearing my voice. Nations will still bow to you. It doesn't make sense, right? I said nations will still bow to you. I said nations will still bow to you. I said nations will still bow to you. For every promise of God for you, there are locations for that promise to be fulfilled. What the butler did for him was to link him or bridge him with the location of his fulfillment of his promise. No matter what promise you carry, there are some places the promise can never come to pass. You need a bridge that you can ride on from where you are to where you need to be. You want to ask for that bridge this morning. Lord, raise life bridges for me that will help me to move from where I am to where I ought to be. Listen to this. If you think this is your best, you are wasting your time here. Your future is brighter than what you think. What is still going to happen through you is still going to shock you. You are going to be surprised for yourself. You see, it's good to surprise people, but when you begin to surprise yourself, that's another dimension of God's intervention in a man's life. But you need bridges. Somebody that God will use to bridge you from here to your there. Lift up your two hands to heaven and say, Father, I can hear you up here. Say, Father. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Send my way. Life bridges. Life bridges. That will take me from where I am to where I ought to be. In the name of Jesus. Prayer. Father, send my way like bridges and bridges who will bridge me from here to there. Veleka gaba soto, embrayente, akragaroto, embrayele goro, embrayele kositaya, mata patakataya, ekoliso rokoboria, magreketoria, oh my Father, send my way, send to me, like preachers, O Lord, those that will preach me, O Lord, from here to my there, from here to my there, from here to my there, in the name of Jesus. Bless you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. To you be all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, church. One thing you can't afford not to do in church is to pray. Jesus said, my Father's house shall be called of all nations. What kind of house? The house of prayer. Listen, the most important thing about the church to God, the church must be a place of prayer. I don't care what you stand for. This is our vision to maximize potential. Anything you are doing, prayer must be one of the central force of your ministry. Because that's what Jesus, the owner of the church, said. My Father's house, my Father's house, my Father's house shall be called the house of prayer of all nations. And listen, you are also tied by destiny to your prayer life. James said, ye have not because ye ask not. Whatever is not in your hands now, you have not prayed the right prayer to get it to you. I don't want to believe that the first account of Anna in the scripture was her first time praying. I don't want to believe that. But that was the first account of her rightful prayer. Because James also said, ye ask and have not because you ask amiss. But when Anna prayed the right prayer, what happened? A prayer on the earth sink. You know that's something called sink. To sink things together. Sink with the desire of God in heaven. When your prayer on earth sink with heaven, you have an immediate answer. I'm going to explain it to you. God was looking for a replacement for Eli. And Anna said to God, if you give me a man child, that statement in itself is something to consider. She didn't ask for a son. She didn't ask for a child. She asked for a man child. Meaning, when he's a child, he should be acting like a man. That's why at a young age, he was not a boy. He was a man. That's why the sons of Eli should have put him under peer pressure. He couldn't fall on that because he was no longer a boy. He was already a man. God does not commit Eden to boys. He gives Eden to man. And God brought the man whom he has formed into the garden called Eden. For God to commit things to your hands, you must be a man in his hands. Anna understood that principle. I said to God, if you give me a man child, I'll give him back to you. God is saying, I'm looking for what I've been looking for. I've been looking for someone to replace this man. You have volunteered what you don't even have. And that day, the womb God himself shot. Don't forget. It was not a medical reason why the womb was shot. It was not witch or wizard. It was God who shot the womb. And the Bible says, whatever God has shot, no one can open. God had no choice than to open the womb that he shot himself. When you pray a prayer that syncs with the need of God, that day, if it was God who shut your door, you must arise to open it. I decree concerning you today, whatever door that is shut in your life, the God of heaven, before this week is over, we open your doors for you. I wish I can hear a better amen. I said, I wish I can hear a better amen. I said, I wish I can hear a better amen. You want to pray a simple prayer. Lord, whatever is in my hands that you can use for your glory, take it and use it. Did you hear the prayer? Whatever is in my hands that you can use for your glory, take it and use it. Lift your two hands to heaven and say, Father. Come on and say, Father. Say, Father. Whatever is in my hands that you can use for your glory, take it and use them for your glory. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer quickly. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Whatever is in my hands, Father, that you can use for your glory, whatever it may be, whatever it is. Take it, O Lord. 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 Emanekuse kabara. Mangre katore moto. Embraye kebasoto. Embra katabraya. Make brokotoria. Embraye lo sete. Macrecatoria, imprecatorabatoria, bacana rogatoria, epusa natura, cambatariana, eparina rogatoria, whatever is in my ass, O Lord, ekayila ruke boroto, fave vevioni mana, cabina rogatoria, that you can use for your glory. Take it, O Lord, use it for your glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. This final prayer, before we take a seat, I won't speak for a long time at all. Hear this. Do you wonder why it was David that killed Goliath. Why not Saul? Because Saul had gone to battle from the writing of scripture and won so great victory that the other people said, we should not give spoil to these people who didn't go to battle. But Saul said, don't worry, let's give everybody. Why? Because in 1 Samuel 16, God rejected Saul and anointed David. Goliath showed up in 1 Samuel 17. By the 16, in the physical, Saul was on the throne, but in heaven, David was on the throne. And according to scriptures, it is the king that lead them to battle. So Saul couldn't go because from heaven's standpoint, he was no longer the king. It was David. That's why the victory of Israel was not given to Saul, but given to David. You want to tell God, I don't want to live by my earthly status. I want to start to live by my heavenly status. You are not living by what the world says or they see you. You want to live as far as heart was concerned. David was a 70-year-old boy, but as far as heaven was concerned, that was the king of Israel. That's why in scripture, when Jesus was born as a baby, you never saw the word of God calling him a baby. He was called the king of Israel. Because he was not living by his earthly status, even as a child, he was living by his heavenly status. You must begin to rise above what people see you and live by how God sees you. Because your life victory is not based on the earthly assessment, it's based on the heavenly assessment. And because if your life victory is based on heavenly assessment, so also your reward. So when the women began to sing, they said, Saul slayed 1,000, but David 10,000. Why? Because his reward was tied to his heavenly assessment. Saul became a living man, but a dead king. He was living as a man, but as far as the kingdom was concerned, the king of Israel was dead. God has replaced him by David. You want to pray us from today. Lord, this is, and this should affect your business. Every business that is 4,500 today started the way your business started. That was a time when Microsoft was not hired by anybody. In the days when it was IBM that was dominating. But now you hardly know if there's anything called IBM because the reins have changed. You might not be known today, but as a believer, you should know what God has in mind for you. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has entered that of man, what God has prepared for you. You want to begin to say, as from today, I live by my heavenly status, not by my earthly status. Lift your two hands to heaven and say, Father, as from today, I live by my heavenly status. I live by my heavenly status, not by my earthly status. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer quickly. Pray. As from today, I begin to live by my heavenly status, not by my earthly status. Ekuma reke barakotoria, mangre manshilo sike panarotomo, banate sile toromaka, imbreka breya lure pasite, kaga yilo ruma saparata, kereke brakoto, in my ministry, in my career, in my business, in my marriage, I do not live alone in my finances. I don't live by my earthly status. I live by my heavenly status. In the name of Jesus. Elusele korobataya. Imbrekatorogotoria. In my life's assignment. I live by my heavenly status. Not my earthly status. In the name of Jesus. Kobala rosekateria. Mambrekatorobotoria. Balasukarabataya. Bless the Lord. Thank you for the Lord. Hallelujah to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Wish I had time to explain this to you. That God, when Abraham had no child, he referred to him as father of many nations. He had no child. As far as God was concerned, his earthly status was not important to God. It's his heavenly status. In heaven, he was a father of many nations, though now he had no child. Now, today, is he not a father of many nations? Never live your life based on what the heart tells you. Because whether the heart likes it or not, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Whatever is heaven's program, it must be enforced on the earth. Wave your hands and thank him for answering your prayers. Wave your hands and thank him. 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 Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Take your seat, everyone. I have 8 minutes for this. I ask God what to speak to you on today by the way of a prophetic statement. And I hear in my spirit a word that God put in my heart because of someone. To let you know that whatever the story was up to yesterday, today is a different day. Tell your neighbor, today is a different day. Come on, say, today is a different day. Come on, say, today is a different day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Acts chapter 3, because of time, we find a story of a man who was born lame from his mother's womb. And there are 4 things to note in that story. Number one, he never had a chance to choose the womb to come from. Because from the way the story was said, the problem began from the womb. So he could have said, if I was in another womb, maybe I would not have had this problem. Number two, your problem in life cannot start earlier than the womb. Because there are 3 stages of man's life. Your life pre-womb, your life in the womb, your life post-womb. And post-womb could be on the earth or when you are dead. It doesn't make a difference. Jesus said to Jeremiah, before you were formed in the womb, I've known you. That's pre-womb life. He said, while you were in the womb, I knew you. Or I did you as prophet. That's the womb life. You are going to become prophet to the nation. That's post-womb life. But his problem started from the womb. And when your problem starts from the womb, to be honest with you, you have next to 0 chance. Which was the case of this man. Number 3. Because of the nature of his problem, his life was under routine. The Bible said they brought him daily to the gate of the temple called Beautiful to beg for alms. Every evil routine in your life is coming to an end today. Amen. I don't like that amen. It's coming to an end today. Amen. I say it's coming to an end today. Amen. Church, it's coming to an end today. Say stronger. Amen. There are some of you battling with evil routine. The sicknesses show up the same time of the year. The challenge showed up. I shared a story yesterday and it sounded funny about one of our daughters who was attacked in a dream every time she had a child or she was pregnant. Some woman shows up and takes the child from her 3 months. It happened to her 3 times. It became a routine. It got to a point she was afraid to get pregnant because of what she's expecting to happen until God stepped in. We put in now the spirit of a fighter. Because David said, blessed be the Lord my God, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Psalm 144 verse 1. We put in the spirit to fight back. And of course, after that time, the woman showed up as a routine. But the outcome was different. She beat the woman so seriously that she was bleeding. She said she woke up. I said, did you kill the woman? She said, no. She said, go back and sleep. Go back and sleep. Go back and sleep. Until you look for the woman in your sleep and kill her, then don't wake up. To cut the long story short, after beating the woman back in the dream and refused to let her take any child from her, today she's a mother of two, a daughter and a son. Some routine shows up in your life that you need God to step in to break those evil routines. Lift up your right hand. I said something in my spirit. Say, Father, every evil routine, every evil routine, every evil routine afflicting my life, die today by fire. Pray that prayer in a minute. Every routine afflicting my life, die today by fire, 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 die today by fire. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name. Please take your seat. Then number four, which is the most difficult one, she resorted to looking to man for his daily provision. Now, when you need to depend on man for your daily provision, that is not a provision that is guaranteed. Because sometimes it depends on the way they feel. They don't feel good about you that day, you are in trouble. One day I was driving, and I was at a stop sign, or stop light. And there was a guy who held, this helped something. And God asked me to give him $20. I had God. I said to God, we use it to smoke. God said to me, whatever I use it to do, it's not your business. My business with you, the $20 in your hand, give it to him. And interestingly, the light stayed on red for a long time. So I couldn't use an excuse that, God, you see the light on green, I have to go. For some strange reason, the light never changed. Why this conversation was going on with me and this and God on this man? So I gave the man the $20. You know what they said to me? I never knew God answers prayers. Answers prayers. The man I thought was going to use to smoke, he was a believer. I never knew God still answers prayer. There are people who see you the way you are. They judge you without getting close to you, which was what I did to the man. I judge him by just seeing him in his condition. Whatever men are using to judge you in your current condition, I'm asking the God of heaven to arise on your behalf and deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. One of our daughters married last year, sir. When she married, she was crying. He said, the reason I'm crying is not because I'm married, but I've left the circle of people everyone suspects wants to take their husband because they are not married. Because every single lady around a married man, they want to take the man from their wives. He said, I thank God I'm out of that circle. Because it's true. There's a stereotype sometimes, even in the church. But every lady who is not married, is married to a married man, wants to befriend a man. It's not true. But listen to me. Whatever men have used to stereotype you, to put you, to judge you, the one who wrote the life of that man will write your Israel story in the name of Jesus Christ. But thank God, one day. The life of a man's struggle does not need a week, a month, a year to end. You need only one day. Someone say one day.
One day.
Come on, say one day.
One day.
Say, and it shall come to pass in that day. Isaiah 10:27. That his burden shall be taken off from your shoulder, and his yoke from thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You only need one day. And I says in my spirit, for somebody, today is a day for you. That's what the good amen. Today is a day for you. I said, today is a day for you. I said, today is a day for you. 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 Shout aloud, amen. It doesn't matter how long the problem started. Every matter has an expiring date if he has a beginning date. The only reason why God has no hand is because he has no beginning. But if he has a beginning, there is an expiring date for it. All your problem, I want to announce to you, today is the expiring date. I said today is the expiring day. I said today is the expiring day. Listen, my good friends, it doesn't matter how long it has been. There is one day that becomes his last in your life. The woman had been for 12 years under the plague of the issue of blood. Though it was years, but one day it became past tense. Your poverty, your struggle, that sickness, that childlessness, that unmarried state is going to become a pastor. It's going to become a pastor. You become a pastor. We become a pastor. We become a pastor. We become a pastor. We become a pastor. Wave your hands and shout hallelujah. You have to understand this. No matter how long it has been, there is one day it must become past tense. I used to be broke. I used to be single. I used to be childless. I used to be jobless. I used to be depressed. I used to be. That's no longer what I am now. The change of story has changed my story. That man said, I was once blind, but now I can see. That was what I was. That's no longer what I am. Story has changed. The turn of captivity has turned my captivity. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. We were like them that descend. Them was my one filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then the hidden sermon said, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great for us. We are here. We are glad. Slap somebody with high five and say, the Lord has done great for me. I said, give somebody high five and say, the Lord has done great things for me. It doesn't matter how long it has begun. There is always an end to every struggle. I remember the story of one of our sons and daughters in church. The first time their visitor, the wife's sister was visiting from Nigeria, got to the house in New York and got to the place. They wanted to serve dinner. He said, where are we eating? He said, we eat on the floor here because they were so broke and poor. And the lady said, the junior sister said, I can't eat on the floor. Even in Nigeria, I didn't eat on the floor. I can't eat on the floor here in the U.S. Took them to the store to buy their first dining set to put in their home. Took them to the store. And the man, the brother of the house, said he wept within him. If I didn't know poverty was evil, today is clear to me, poverty is evil. But to the glory of God, last year, they closed on their home of $1.2 million last year. The same family. The same family. God has turned their captivity. What used to be present is a past tense now. I don't care what is present in your life today. It's going to become a past tense. Stay with me. And at the hour of prayer, according to the scripture in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John went to the temple and saw the man who has been there for many years. According to the scripture at that time, he was about 40 years old. If you look at biblical injunction and doctrine, if he was not 12 years old, he couldn't come to the temple. So if they started to bring him at the age of 12 to beg for alms, he would have been in that spot for 38 years. Of 28 years, I beg your pardon. For 28 years on the same position, doing the same thing. But thank God for people, men and women of prayer. I always encourage people in the church. Have a praying partner. Get somebody you can agree with on an issue. Not people you tell your story, they take it out there and put it on Facebook. It's people that God leads you to. And after said, I'm very serious. You know, the reason why I'm saying this is because I've been a victim of such. I shared an issue with somebody, a fellow pastor friend, many years ago. And he told it in an open meeting. And he said he was asking them to join me to pray. I said, didn't I know that I could go to a group to pray with me before I told you about this issue? Oh, we've been victims. We've been victims of a lot of people. Now, there was a time, myself and my wife, we at the beginning of our marriage, we had our struggles. So I remember I asked a friend of mine, who was extremely, at that time my friend was, his monthly income, after taxes, and I'm not exaggerating, this is about 18 years ago, his monthly income after taxes was about $22,000 after tax in a month. Not before tax, after tax. So I told him that, could he help us with our rent this month? The rent was $536. So we'll give it back to you. So I said, that's fine. So give it to us. So we'll pay the rent. The pastor asked him that, oh, you seem not to be tithing. What's going on? He said, oh, no, that he could have tithed, but he had to give me $536 to pay my rent. That's why his start was not complete. Can you imagine from $22,000 to $500? How could I represent this tithe? But I don't care what your story looks today. Who we believe now, by the grace of God, that I've ever had to ask somebody to give me money to pay my rent. When God make what used to be present in your life to be past tense, you will not even notice that ever happened to you. I can't put this on the mic because many people don't know yet. You can never tell. We struggle to pay one bedroom house. I can't tell you how much the house is costing. The same God. It changed the story. That's the truth. I find myself sometimes in places I said, God, what am I doing here? When I began, it never looked as if I would find myself here. But thank God, because there are bridges of life who have bridged me from where I was then to where I ought to be. I send this word to you one more time. Wherever you are, men and women that God will use to bridge your life to where you ought to be, He will send them your way in the name of Jesus Christ. I say He send them your way in the name of Jesus Christ. While the men standing here, this Peter and John found the man, and the man was too used to looking to man for something. When the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who is the maker of the heavens and the earth. He was so used to taking from man, he never knew God existed, though he was begging at the gate of the temple. His problem has overshadowed him. He didn't even know he was by God's side. And Peter said to him what he has never had before, that gold and silver I have none. But such as I have, I give unto you. But check this out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What is the significance of that name? Because when there's a problem with any product, you call on the maker. When Peter saw him, he died the 800 number of the maker. And that maker is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was beginning with God. All things were made by him. The Bible said Peter called on the 911 of heaven. You made this man this way. And heaven said, we're going to send a placement part to him. And they rushed the part. The ankle fit, they gave him a new one. And they put him up. Bible said he was walking. He was limping. He was jumping and praising God. I don't care what is bad in your life. No man made you. God made you. Your maker can replace. He can change. He can repair whatever is broken in your life. And I say, receive for you this morning that whatever it is, you are in your own beautiful gate this morning, it will make all things beautiful for you. Wave your hands and give him praise for what you have heard. Bless his name this morning. Exalt his name this morning. Exalt his name. Give him all the glory and praise. Give him all the honor and adoration. Give him all the dominion and power. Please praise his name. Please praise his name. Please praise his name. Please praise his name. In the next 20 seconds, please praise his name. Thank him and call him your maker. Call him your maker. He made you. The Bible says we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. He's the one that made us, not we ourselves. Thank the one that made you. We give you praise and thanks. Blessed be your name. Put your right hand on your chest, everyone. Right hand on your chest. Father, I thank you for all this, your children. Preadventure, there's anyone here who does not know you, who have received you as your Lord and Savior. I know with the word of faith that I've gone forth, many of them, they're ready to give your heart to you. I pray for them that their sins be washed away in your blood. Please write their name in the Lamb books of life. In the name of Jesus. Wash them and make them new from today. And Lord, I've given your children your word. I heard you. That those who have been sitting by the gate of the temple, it's now time to enter the temple. May this word that your people have heard take them from where they are to where they ought to be. Let their current challenges become a past tense, oh God. And make all things new for them. Glory to your wonderful name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus, everyone.
Keep clapping for Jesus.